Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Rosemary Cope with Work Life Connections. My guest today is my colleague, Ted Rice, who is a clinical counselor at the Vanderbilt Work Life Connections Employee Assistance Program. Ted completed his master's in education in human development counseling right here at Vanderbilt. You know, the decision to seek out therapy can be wrought with fear, ambivalence, and shame. You may be struggling with some issue, or you might want to improve your own mental state. And while popular culture affirms the merits of wellness, too often mental health is still stigmatized, making the decision to enter therapy even more difficult. If you're considering therapy, or if you're about to have your own first therapy session, you might be nervous, skeptical, or downright frightened about starting. Many of these fears may have led you to have some unrealistic ideas about the therapy relationship. So, Ted, would you talk about some of the myths surrounding therapy?
Rosemary, thanks for having me on today. You know, as you stated, seeking help, clinical assistance, can be exceedingly difficult. I think one of the key myths when we consider counseling is this idea of, I must have failed taking care of my own issues myself. And I always explain to clients that asking for help, it really is not a sign of failure, but it truly is a tangible expression of one's courage. The truth and the fact is we all have what I call blind spots about ourselves and the world in which we live. The therapy that we enter provides us the opportunity to examine not only our interior lives, our relationship with ourselves, but the world in which we live. So again, therapy provides really the opportunity to gain insight into these blind spots, education, and skills to make the adjustments we need to get unstuck and move forward in life with improved confidence, empowerment, and the opportunity to meet our clinical goals that'll be formulated as we continue in the counseling process.
You know, the therapy relationship is what we've been talking about to some degree. It is unlike any other that we're going to have. You as the client will spend time with someone who is initially a stranger, talking about some of your more hurtful or distressing situations. You will know little or nothing about your therapist's private life, and they will know everything about yours. Ted, can you also share with our listeners some of the facts about the effectiveness of therapy?
Definitely. You know, therapy, you know, real simply said, I think it's one of the kindest, most gentlest gifts we can give ourselves. I say that with every client that comes in. People are so concerned, will this work? Will it help? And it always does. Having the opportunity, a safe place to look at our pattern of our issues and to sit with another professional to begin to share what's hurting, to begin to share what we have considered, to begin to examine and share that which we don't have a knowledge of when we enter into care. Frankly, therapy, it's effective. It gives our clients opportunity to what I call to uncover the source of our problems, then to discover the connection between the past and our current lives, and gives us really opportunity to self-correct and frankly feel better, Rosemary.
Ted, one of the things you said I loved, and that was about therapy being a gift, a kind gift to ourselves. That's wonderful. Because I know it isn't always an easy process for somebody to go through, and someone might feel worse before they feel better. How would someone know if it's working and if their therapist is a good fit for them?
Great questions. Is it working, right?
Yeah.
The first question that you ask, is it working? It's hard initially. What I've noticed over the years in a counseling process, and our clients notice that oftentimes other people see the changes happening to ourselves before we see them. So I encourage folks to ask for feedback. I know here at Work Life Connections EAP, we use some pretty sophisticated rating scales. When folks come in, we use a Burns depression and anxiety inventories, so we can actually see objectively the severity of the hurt and pain a person has. And then in the counseling process, we can go back in a month, 2 months, and we can retest. And then there becomes a tangible difference. It's evident that the therapy is working. Besides scales, really, Rosemary, feedback from others is critical to know if our counseling is working. We can seek feedback from our medical providers, from our families, our friends, our colleagues, and we can get that feedback from our counselors as well. I think some simple questions to ask: is counseling working? Ask yourself these questions. Am I experiencing hope? Do I feel optimism? Do I feel unstuck? Do I kind of just feel like myself again? Are the skills that I'm working on and learning from my counselor, are they helping to address my specific issues or problems? The other part of your question, goodness of fit, it was real tricky because I think oftentimes clients will stay stuck in therapy, sometimes because of their own stuff that's going on and their inability to connect with the therapist, yet other times it really is an ineffective relationship between the counselor and the client. And if that's the fact, then it's really important to bring it up into therapy and talk with your provider about this so that things can be resolved, so that if it's my stuff that's blocking the relationship, let's talk about it. If it actually is exterior and has to do with a lack of connection, then simply ask your counselor or therapist for a referral. We really will not take it personal. So I encourage you to use your voice and ask for what you need.
Ted, thank you for sharing your insights about this. And I think based on your own personal experiences of being a counselor for all these years, these are great insights and good advice for somebody who is considering or is about to start therapy. And for our listeners, if you would like to get a taste of that or you have something that you'd like to initially start with, please contact us at the Work Life Connections Employee Assistance Program, and we will be happy to talk to you about any and all of your concerns.
Thank you all for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please use the Contact Us page on our website at www.bumc.org/health-wellness.